please get comfortable. Headphones are recommended. Take any steps you can to avoid unnecessary distractions for the next several minutes. If you need to, pause the file, unplug the phone, turn out the lights, go to the bathroom, or take care of anything else you can think of that might interrupt your listening pleasure. Be sure you want to listen, because once you do, there is no going back. Hello once again. This is Sarnoga. It is my hope that you will soon become comfortable with my voice and listening to my voice as I take you to another state of consciousness. Many of you know what to expect out of trance. Some of you may not. Some of you may be expecting some kind of blanking out of your conscious mind while listening to this file. That may or may not happen. To be quite truthful, and I always like to be truthful, don't you? It doesn't really matter if that happens or not. Your conscious mind may fall asleep. It may become bored, or it may spend all of its time focusing on going into trance. It can even spend this time trying not to go into trance, or insisting that there just isn't much to all this hypnosis stuff. And if that's what it thinks, it would be right. There isn't much to it. Not nearly so much as some people like to believe. The fact that there is so little to it is what makes it so simple and so effective. Now, if I really wanted your conscious mind out of the way, probably the easiest way for me to do that would be to bore it to sleep. But that is not what I want to do, though I may do it by mistake. Did I say mistake? My choice of words there may have been a mistake. A better word would have been neglect. It is quite possible that I might bore your conscious mind to sleep through neglect. There is a very simple explanation for my neglect of your conscious mind, though I would still hope that I am not so boring as to put it to sleep. The explanation is that I am not concerned with your conscious mind, at least not at the present. There is also an unconscious mind in there somewhere, and I am not concerned much with that either. Though I do hope that I don't bore your conscious mind into meeting your unconscious mind. But enough of neglect and what I am not concerned with. I might just as well get to the point of concern, whether you are concerned with it or not. I am hoping to communicate with your subconscious mind. I know it is in there somewhere, and I know it hears me. But the trick is not to get your subconscious mind to hear me. It hears everything. The trick is to get it to listen. Whether or not your conscious mind is listening, I don't mind. There is nothing going on here that needs to be hidden. My concern with your conscious mind is what will be communicated to it by your subconscious. Rather as if I am going through a third person that knows you so well, it can take my muddled explanations and translate them into something that can later be useful to your conscious. But it would be nice if the subconscious were listening. It would almost make it worth the risk that the other part of your mind is going to sleep. Now, getting someone to listen is not always an easy matter. There was a singer of songs that once sang the words that a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. And those words are often true. But men can be complicated creatures and don't always behave in simple ways. before this file was posted, I had to describe it. And I had to describe it in such a way that made someone want to listen. For after all, if nobody listens, how can they hear? Which seems different from what I said earlier, that the subconscious hears everything, but I need it to listen. But there is more than one kind of listening, just as there is more than one kind of hearing. And sometimes, listening is hearing. And sometimes, hearing is listening. But listening and hearing are not always the same. That reminds me of another saying. I love to learn, but I hate being taught. And that is true of so many of us. Learning is a pleasure, but being taught is a pain. We like to learn because we like knowledge and truth. But we often hate being taught because that requires us to listen. But even when listening, we don't always hear. Or is it that when we hear, we don't always listen? But we all like hearing the truth. And when we listen to the truth, it often gives us new ways of looking at things and new ways of hearing. But there are times when we don't like being taught because it requires us to look at truths in a new way and sometimes challenges our beliefs. The odd thing is that beliefs are often stronger than truths. When a belief runs head-on into a contrary truth, it is less than certain which will end up gaining the upper hand. Sometimes someone will choose not to believe a truth so that they don't have to change a belief that is important to them. And a belief is often the measure by which we judge a truth. Even though, if something is true, it is true whether we believe it or not. It sometimes pays to ask the question if one would rather believe the truth or would rather their beliefs were true. Sometimes a person, when presented with enough evidence that their strongly held beliefs are not true, ends up having to reassess their beliefs and maybe make some changes. But some changes don't want to be made, even though someone's conscious mind recognizes that those beliefs are not true. And it is then that they sometimes need to be taught by their subconscious mind, whether they like it or not. But the simple fact is that the subconscious can often hold as dearly to a belief as the conscious mind, though at other times it is more willing to hear. And I hope that here is the place where it will choose to listen. And as you hear with all of your minds, I hope that you will listen with some of them. Listen to my words as they flood over you. Hear what is being said because the words you hear are true. I hope by now you have become accustomed to my voice. I like to think it is not a bad voice. But more than that, I hope you think it is not a bad voice. Because you wouldn't listen to a bad voice, would you? And when you hear my voice, I want you to let your subconscious mind listen to my words. I want to speak to that part of you that is always listening, but not always hearing. And as you become more comfortable with my voice, that part of you will become more comfortable with hearing. So much so that when it hears my voice, when that part of you hears my voice, it will become instantly attentive, though your conscious mind may not be listening quite so much. There is a part of the mind where information is processed where decisions are made, where things are accomplished. Some people call that part of the mind the subconscious mind. That part of the mind can control many aspects of our life, as well as bodily functions, including responses to certain stimuli, as well as sexual responses. Other people call that part of the mind the conscious mind. I don't know what you call the different parts of your mind, but you do. What I do know is that whatever you call them, you have both minds, and I don't mind what you call them. There's a famous song titled, "People Are Strange." It's hard to imagine that not being the truth. One term for people we don't know is to call them strangers. The subconscious part of the mind is often a stranger to the conscious part of the mind. But that certainly doesn't mean that it is stranger than the conscious mind. After all, what is stranger than believing something that isn't true? The part we often think of as ourselves is often strange indeed. One of the stranger things it does is to believe it is in control of things that it does not control. It believes it is the part of the mind where decisions are made. But maybe that isn't so strange because it is partly true. Or at least it has the illusion of being true. Because when you decide to do something, you usually do it. If you decide to close your eyes and go to sleep, you usually do it. And if the subconscious allows the conscious the illusion of being in control, that is okay. People like to think they are in control of their own lives. Little matter that there is really very little they are in control of, so long as they believe they are in control. Belief is often so much more important than truth, or so we think. We believe that it is our conscious personality that analyzes data, processes information, and makes decisions. And we are quite content believing that, even when it's our subconscious mind that is making the decisions. But the real truth, the truth that matters, is that information gets processed, decisions get made, and things get done. Why squabble over which part of you is making the decisions? It's all you. The strength of the conscious mind is reason. But reasoning, while useful at times, isn't always the tool that is needed to get things done. And for one reason or another, which is hard to determine, it is often reason that has the most difficulty replacing belief with truth, or believing the truth. So oftentimes that is where the other part of us can come into play. That is the part I am talking to now. The part where the real decisions are made. That part of you knows who I am talking to. And the other parts can listen if they want to and try to make some sense of it all. After all, it's nice to believe you are in control. I like to believe that I am in control, and I know you do too. But I also don't like to be taught, though I do like to learn. And I like to listen, though I don't always hear. But you can both hear and listen at the same time. And you can learn without being taught. This is a chance for your subconscious mind to make discoveries that it can later reveal to your conscious mind, if it decides to do so. When your subconscious mind is hearing, regardless of what your conscious mind is doing, that is often referred to as trance. And that is the state you are in right now, no matter where you live. Since your subconscious mind has become accustomed to my voice and listens to it and hears it as it chooses, it will now be able to achieve a state of trance whenever it hears my voice. Your conscious mind may not realize what it is doing, but that doesn't matter so much as what your subconscious decides it is doing. And by now, your subconscious should be very comfortable with my voice. You are here, and you find yourself listening, or maybe you are hearing. You may be both listening and hearing, and you know which it is and why it is. You may be listening because you have discovered the pleasure of taking it up the butt, and now you want more. If so, you have come to the right place. There is no greater pleasure for you than to have an orgasm while you are taking it up the butt. But you have taken it just so far, and now you want to go farther. You want to learn how to take it deeper, how to take something bigger. You want something bigger, and you want to take it deeper than ever before. The only way you can orgasm now is when you have something up your butt. You know it, and you like it, but still you want more. You are developing an obsession with taking it up the butt. It is the only way you can orgasm now, but you love it and are not at all sorry. You wish you had discovered the pleasure of taking it up the butt long before you did. You no longer desire or even think of having an orgasm without something up your butt. There is nothing that compares with the pleasure of an orgasm while something is up your butt. But you want variety. You want a variety of things up your butt. You are going to start haunting the adult stores in nearby towns. You want to know where they all are, what their hours are, and which ones have the best selection of things you can take up your butt. You need to know, so that when you get an urgent desire for something new up your butt, you will know where to get it without delay. You will start browsing all the online stores for sex toys. You want to find something new to take up your butt. You want variety. Maybe an inflatable butt plug. Plugs of different materials and sizes. You want to have a shelf in the closet that you turn into a butt toy museum. You want one of everything, and try to get a new toy for your butt at least every week or two. More if you can afford it. You want to discover your limits about just how deep you can take something up your butt. You want to take things deeper and deeper every time. And as you think about taking things deeper and deeper up your butt, you start going deeper and deeper into trance. Deeper and more relaxed as you listen to my voice. The sound of my voice takes you deeper and deeper into trance, and the thought of taking it up the butt takes you deeper and deeper. Just as you want to take things deeper and deeper up your butt, you want to go deeper and deeper into trance. You love listening to my voice, and you love listening to this file. You listen over and over again, always wishing to go deeper and take things deeper up your butt. You also want to find out your limit about how wide of things you can take up your butt, and you want to push and expand those limits whenever you can. You just can't help it. You love to take it up the butt. You want different shapes and sizes, things that vibrate and things that hum. Your goal is to collect and use at least one of every possible toy that can be used up your butt. You want your collection to be complete, to have at least one of everything, and you are willing to spend years doing it if you need to. Whatever it takes, because you love to orgasm while you take it up the butt. You spend hours poring over catalogs and looking through stores to make sure you have at least one of everything, that there is nothing you have missed for your collection. If it can go up your butt, you want to try it. But of all the things you want to take up your butt, the one thing you want most up your butt is the one thing you can't order online or pick up at the store. You want to start taking men's stiff cocks up your butt. You want to try them all. Big cocks, little cocks, long thin cocks, short fat cocks, cocks that are both long and fat. You want men to fuck you up the butt and make you come. The thought of a man fucking you up the butt has you so horny. You want it. You need it, because you know you can only orgasm with something up your butt. You need something up your butt, and sometimes what you want up your butt is a man's stiff cock. The thought of a man having an orgasm from thrusting his stiff cock up your butt has you so hot, so horny, and so turned on. The thought that taking it up the butt not only gives you the best orgasm ever, but also gives an incredible orgasm to another at the same time, has you completely aroused. It fills you with desire. You are consumed with the desire to have a man fuck you up the butt and shoot his hot cum up your butt. You can't imagine anything better. And you go deeper and deeper as you listen to my voice. You go deeper and deeper and think about a man fucking you deeper and deeper. And you will listen to this file again and again until all you want is to take it up the butt. Sometimes you want your favorite butt plug while you masturbate. Sometimes you want your favorite vibrator up your butt. But other times what you want is a man's stiff cock. The idea that taking it up the butt will cause you and another to orgasm at the same time has you incredibly worked up. Sometimes you want to have a man bend you over and shove his cock up your butt and begin to thrust. Thrusting in and out until he comes up your butt and makes you orgasm. After all, the best orgasms, and now for you the only orgasms, come when you have something up your butt. There are times you want to lay a man down on the bed and kneel over him and impale yourself on his stiff dick, riding up and down on his cock, with his cock going in and out of your butt until you bring both yourself and him to a wonderful orgasm. Other times, you want a man to take you and push your legs back to your chest while he shoves his hard cock up your butt. You like it when a man fucks you up the butt slowly and passionately. You like it when a man fucks you up the butt fast, hard, and thoughtlessly. You don't care which way the man likes it or how he gives it to you. What you care about is taking it up the butt. When you orgasm with something up your butt, it is always the best, most pleasurable orgasm. But when you take a man's stiff cock up your butt, it is better yet. You love your butt plugs and sex toys, all of them, but nothing compares with a man up your butt. Toys are great, but to have a living man up your butt is the best. Nothing compares to it. You are causing two orgasms at once, and you have to have it again and again. It is the one thing you find simply irresistible. You cannot turn down having a man's stiff dick up your butt. There is very little you won't do to persuade a man to fuck you up the butt. You will suck him till he is hard, so long as he promises to fuck you up the butt. You would even be willing to fuck a man up the butt so long as he would promise to do the same for you, and so long as you could do it with a plug in your butt. Taking it up the butt is so good. There is nothing you like better. Sometimes, having something up your butt is so fulfilling, so consuming, that everything else fades away, as though you are in trance and nothing else matters. You are aware of nothing else but what is up your butt and your approaching orgasm. And you are learning to be less embarrassed about taking it up the butt. When you first started taking it up the butt, you may have been a bit shy and secretive about it, but not so much now. All those trips to all those adult stores, you may have tried at the time to fool yourself, but they knew. They knew you were buying those toys to take them up the butt. They knew, and you knew they knew. And most of the time, you are satisfied with your toys and whatever you can find, taking it up the butt and having great orgasms. But your desire to take a man's cock up your butt is growing daily, and you know you are going to make it happen. And there is nothing you can do to stop the desire to take it up the butt. There is nothing you can do to change your desire to be fucked up the butt. And you don't want to change it. Being fucked up the butt is so pleasurable that you can't understand why everyone doesn't want it, why everyone doesn't do it. You are getting where you don't care who knows you take it up the butt. The more people that learn that you like it up the butt, the better your chances of finding a man to give it to you up the butt. It was a rare thing at first, but the more you do it, the more you learn just how many men are willing to fuck you up the butt. There is no doubt about it. The best way to find men to give it to you up the butt is to advertise. There are a good number of men who will publicly express disgust at the idea of giving it to you up the butt, only to approach you privately on the sly to ask you if they can fuck your butt. You find that lately, you even dream about taking it up the butt. You dream about it in your daydreams, and you dream about it when you are sleeping. You dream about having orgasms with your favorite toys up your butt, and you dream about having a friend to masturbate with while you both have things up your butt. And most of all, you dream of a man fucking you up the butt with his big, stiff cock. And you come back to this file over and over until that dream is fulfilled on a regular basis. You come back to this file over and over until you are obsessed with having a man fuck you up the butt and are determined to make it happen. But the time for dreaming is over now. It's time to find something to put up your butt. The bigger it is, and the deeper it goes, the better. So I'm going to count from 1 to 5, so that you can wake up and begin searching for something new to put up your butt. With each number, you will become more and more awake. 1. Just starting to wake up. 2. More awake now. You feel your body beginning to stir, complete with a craving inside you for something up the butt. 3. Even more awake. Your mind is waking, and you are becoming more and more aware of your surroundings. 4. Almost awake. Almost there. 5. Awake and refreshed. I hope you enjoyed the file.